Speaking here this morning about an event coming up this weekend in the Nishna Valley that folks can stop by and get involved to help support efforts to raise money for the Relay for Life effort here in Cass County. And I'm speaking with Joyce Goff. She's with the Lewis Life Preservers team. And Joyce, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Joyce, you've got a big event coming up here on Saturday that folks can stop by and check out, and it looks like you got a wide range of all kinds of things going on, so it's going to be kind of something for everybody.
Yes, it is. We're trying to do a fall festival with our Relay for Life team here on Saturday. We're hoping for the best with the weather, and we're going to have craft vendors in our community building. We're also going to have some kids' games in the park. We're going to have our Heritage Center open here in our library. And we're also going to be having food, popcorn, several different things going on for things to eat. And we're also got a couple of surprises for people that show up related to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And just looking to hopefully have a lot of people show up and have a good time. We are also going to be having a car and bike show that the public can vote on. Anybody can bring their vehicle or their bike down and just sign up the day, and we'll give you a number, and then it's a public opinion on who wins the prize.
All right, so a wide variety of activities, and this is going on in Lewis, and I guess let people know the time frame there that they need to be there.
It's at the city park and the community building, right there across from our fire station, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, the October 14th.
All right. So, a lot of kids, a lot of things for the kids to do. So, obviously, a good family event as well. It gives them an opportunity to get out and have some fun. And then there's a little bit something there for the older folks as well, with the show and shine that's going on, and lots of different activities. Joyce, I guess talk about, you know, how, what you got you involved with trying to raise money for Relay for Life, and why you want to put on events like this.
Well, I got involved several years ago. In 1991, I lost my mother to breast cancer. And, excuse me a minute. Anyway, we just, I moved to Iowa years later and decided, I had been asked to do a Relay for Life in Nebraska before I moved, and kind of got really interested in it and decided that I wanted to do it again. So I ended up getting my own team, and I've been doing it ever since 1999 here in Cass County in Iowa. It's very important that people know where to go for help, and there's support out there for it. And I also am doing this event for our community itself that supports our team, and just to make more people aware and bring people together.
Well, yeah, I guess that ends up being a dual benefit as well. You know, not only are you educating folks and giving them resources for information and raising funds to help out the cause, but you're also able to do a little community outreach and have some fun with folks as well. It's nice
sure.
to do that both.
I'm trying to include our community and something to give back to them a little bit, you know, a way for us to give back a little bit, you know. We're going to do a lot of things for kids. We're going to do have our Heritage Center, like I said, open and things. And just trying to get the community involved and, of course, get our awareness and our support out there for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and also for Relay in general.
Yeah, I know your team is very active, Joyce. You do things throughout the year, so it's always that constant effort to try to get out there and raise funds and do some of these things.
Yes, we do things year-round. We do bake sales and go to Pizza Ranch and Pizza Hut and those kind of things in the wintertime. And we pretty much do something almost every month year-round to do something to keep everybody in their mind about Relay for Life, and also to try to raise a little bit as we go along.
Well, we talked a little bit about each thing that's going on here so far, but I guess I'll go back a little bit to the show and shine. You've got an opportunity for people to bring either a motorcycle or a car out, and you said for them just to show up that morning, and you'll get them in the right place.
Oh, sure. We're going to have a location set up. Our plan is to have somebody set up over kind of in the middle between where we're going to have the bikes parked and where we're going to have the cars. Over in front of our library, they just show up, give us their name, and you know what kind of vehicle they have, and we'll give them a number to put on their vehicle, whether it's a bike or a car, and then they'll have some streets that have been made available that they can park on, and then the people can just go along, and at the end of it, after they look over them, they can. You know, write their number down or keep in mind which car, which number for a bike or which number for a car they like, and there'll be a bucket to put their vote in at the end and then also a bucket for donations for Relay for Life. And then about 3 o'clock, we're going to draw, tally them all out and see who gets the most votes so that we can present, whether it's a bike or a car, we're going to have one for each with their trophy for having the most public opinion votes, you know.
All right. So a good part of the event there. But then you also mentioned lots of things for kids to do. I see the list here includes pony rides, balloons, ring toss. You've got cornhole games, all that type of stuff going on. And that is in the park?
That is in the park. And we have a bounce house coming, a big slide bounce house coming. We'll have cotton candy in the park. We have popcorn. We have a lot of things going on. We do have a little bit of an alternative in case we do get a lot of rain. A lot of our stuff we are going to move inside. Not every game can't be moved inside, but most of them could be if need be. So we kind of have a little bit of a weather alternative if we even have that issue. So we'll still have things going on down here for the day, even if there is some rain that comes through, we'll still have things going on.
All right, yeah, that's good to know. So folks need to show up either way, whether or not it's raining or not, you're going to have the availability to go indoors and still have some of those things happening.
Oh, yeah. You know, there'll be one or two that wouldn't be able to, like our, you know, the bounce house, the slide bounce house, and the basketball shoot-off, but most of the other things can be rearranged and moved inside so that we could still be able to do them.
All right. And if folks are still interested, I know it's kind of last minute here as you're getting planned, but there may be some folks that are still interested in getting involved with the craft vendor side of it, or, you know, if they just want more information, where should they or who should they get a hold of to find out more?
We still have spaces available for anybody that wants to come and be a vendor. They can just call me, Joyce Goff, at 712-249-6914.
Well, Joyce, we hope you get a great crowd for the event there on Saturday, and thank you for all of your efforts in helping try to support the cancer awareness and Relay for Life here in Cass County.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Joyce Goff with the Lewis Life Preservers. They've got their Fall Festival coming up on Saturday, 10 to 4, there in Lewis. Stop and check them out. That's going to do it for Heartbeat Today here this morning on KJN.